is WB2YZX for the K2IR CNET. Anybody around?
WB2YZX, KC2DXM. Hello, Charlie.
WB2YZX from W2FBR, formerly KD2NX.
So far, so good. I didn't get the call for W2FBR, is it?
Judge, please. Whiskey number 2, Fox Bravo Romeo, W2FBR. Just got the call sign last week. I replaced KD2NX with this one. I'll explain shortly, Charlie. Over.
Okay, very good. And I wonder if anyone else is around. This is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Net. Anyone wishing to check in, please do so now.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Hotel. Amy is still Glendale, Queens, New York. Good evening to the net.
KC2SYH. Good evening. My name is Charlie, by the way. I'm on Staten Island, about a mile south of the Verrazano Bridge. And thanks for joining. Anybody else like to jump in?
That's just us. So let me give it a fill since you were first on the list. How you doing at KC2DXM, WB2YZX?
Good evening, Charlie. I'm in Rutherford, New Jersey. I'm at the WOR number 710 AM transmitter site. One of the members of the Orange County Amateur Radio Club, as a matter of fact, our president, is a senior engineer here, and they're having a little get-together for the Society of Broadcast Engineers. So as I'm talking to you, I'm looking at these 690-foot towers, and it's a nice day out here. Very interesting. I've got some pictures that I took with my digital camera, and my buddy at work, he's very good with computers. If I can pick some out, maybe I'll see about emailing some of this stuff to the people in the group. Was hoping Lobie would be on tonight, but I guess maybe he's recuperating from Dayton. But I'm only going to, you know, go like one go around, and I'm going to head back to the group. Good hearing from everybody. This is KC2DXM.
Okay, so very good. Sounds like you're having a good time over there. And how do you mind with a member of SBE? Kind of lost track of him over the years, but I think he was working up in Connecticut someplace. But I gotta look him up one day. I'm sure he's never could get him on the air though. He wanted to be a ham, but for some reason they just had a problem with the code. But that might have changed. Okay, let me get over to Steve there with the new call sign, W2FBR, WB2YZX.
Yeah, Roger, Charlie, WB2YZX from K82, and I almost did it. I'm still having a tough time. I gotta keep drilling myself here. I've had K82NX for 23 years, so this just kind of rolls off my tongue now after all these years, so I gotta get used to this. Anyhow, this is W2FBR. Charlie, how you doing, Phil? Hope all's well with you. I just got this new call in today. To make a long story short, I had been contemplating putting in for a new call sign for quite a while, but never really felt so. My mother's birthday came up on April 29th. Thank you, Pastor Lane. Actually, my stepdad, but I call him my father. He's a very, very good man. And,
he made my mom very happy for the 19 years that they were married. But I just, on April 29th, it would have been his 70th birthday. So on that day, I applied for W-2FBR in memoriam to Franklin B. Roberts, Jr. So that's basically what that's about. He was a rail buff also. He liked the, but he was also very much into maritime subjects and photography and model building and basically away in the family. He was my biological father's friend long before I was born. So this fellow, I've known this fellow for a long time, and we certainly miss him a great deal. So that's why I did it. I thought it was just a nice thing to do. And besides, I'm a young dinosaur anyway. I like the original W-2 calls. This one goes back to 1933. And I got plenty of boat anchors around here that would be just at home with that call sign. So there you have it. And look up QRZ.com, Charlie. I gave a plug to the K2IRT group. WB2YZX, before I sign this out, this is W2FBR.
Alright, W2FBR, WB2YZX, okay, very good. And yeah, it'll take you a while to get used to the new call sign, I'm sure. And it kind of becomes your identity after a while. I probably have the ugliest call sign ever issued. I got this in my junior year of high school, and I moved out to Los Angeles for a while, and the first thing I did was apply for a new license, thinking they'd give me a W6 or a K6 kind of call sign. No way. Came back WB2YZX again, so I called the FCC. They said, no, you're stuck with that forever. I guess I'm stuck with it forever, but...
Port 1 and 2.
I mean, a lot during a contest, it gets to you so well. Before I give it over, let me see, anybody else like to check into the K2IRTNet?
This is KB2VEQ checking in.
Val, very good. Haven't spoken to you in a few hours. So let me give it over to KC2SYH. I'm sorry I've forgotten your name already, but if I don't write things down, I forget stuff. KC2SYH, you can pick it up. This is WB2YZX.
Here in Glendale, Queens. I would just like to say good evening to the net. I don't really have much at this time, information-wise, but if a question comes up later in the net, you know, regarding transit or whatever, if I can answer it, I'll definitely answer it for whatever station is asking the question. But, yeah, as of now, I really don't have that much to add. There's no new news. There's no news going on new in transit that I can add to. You know, basically, everybody knows what's going on right now. So I'm just going to pass it back to Michael V. Connect Control. KC2SYH, I'll be on the side here.
Very good. I can get your name. You kind of got a little noisy at the beginning there. Can you give me a name so I can write it down here?
Sure. Name here is Phil.
All right, I'll write the first one. I'd fill it written down here, but we had two fills that I figured I screwed up somehow. Okay. Very good. All right, thanks for stopping in, and let me give it over to Val, KB2VEQ. How you doing?
Doing fine, Charlie. Just got in here, and so I didn't hear much of what happened between 8 and 8:12 or whatever it is. So I'll just stand on the side and let you go through the roster right now, and then I'll be able to get whatever the flavor of the day is. This is KB2VEQ. Turn it back over to you, Charlie. WB2YZX and the K2RT bunch.
Oh, really Very good, KB2VEQ, WB2YZX. Yeah, well, we don't have any flavor as such yet. I was kind of hoping Lobby would drop by. I'm curious to hear how Dayton was. From what I've heard on the airwaves, it was headed down a bit, which is understandable with the price of gas these days, but one of these days I'd like to make it out there, and I'm sure they managed to have fun just the same, with all the food, the beer, and all that good stuff. So one day I'll make it out there. All right, let me give it over to Phil, KC2DXM, WB2YZX.
Thank you. I was hoping that Lobie would check in, but I guess he's probably busy. I don't know if anybody saw him on the show last week, Wednesday. He was on the Martin Marvels series on the History Channel, and it was a very interesting show. So if anybody gets an opportunity, if they rebroadcast it, it's definitely worthwhile seeing the show. And then it's also a nice, you know, gesture. I never really knew what Lobie looked like, but now I do. This is KC2DXM.
You know, and then I can kick myself because I knew that was going to be on and I didn't watch it, and I even have it written down here someplace. Ah. But it'll be back on again, I'm sure. I could have at least taped it or something. Ah, I could kill my... Ah, boy. But I'm sure maybe he's got a tape of it or something. Well, whatever. I get to see it at some point, I guess. So, hey, would anyone else like to check in? This is the New York City Transit Net, K2IRT. Open to anybody anywhere. If you'd like to say something, join in. Do so now, please. This is in there, KA2KDQ. How you doing?
Hey, good evening to you, Charlie, Val, and the other station that checked in a short time ago. Yeah, I'll tell you, last week when I tuned in at 8 o'clock, I listened for about 10 minutes and nobody was around. So I'm glad that there are a few people around this week. As it turned out, didn't have time to get on the air myself anyway, but be that as it may, everything with me is okay. I'm looking forward to the Memorial Day weekend. The weather's going to be warmer. And actually, what I'm planning to do is this coming Monday, I'm helping out with an ARIES event. What I mean by an ARIES event, there's going to be a local, there's going to be actually a Memorial Day parade in Brooklyn, which I'm helping out with. Out of career with communication, so I'm looking forward to it, and it looks like at least on Monday it's going to be about 80 degrees, so the weather is going to be nice, sunny, not too hot, not too cold.
Hey, Ridge, very good, and good to hear that you're keeping busy there, and yeah, I guess Lobie is still recuperating. He's been through quite a bit in the last month, and all that traveling probably knocks the heck out of you anyway. So let me see, Steve is still in there. W2FBR, WB2YZX.
Oh yeah, we're still here, WB2YZX from W2FBR. Yeah, I know. It's a good thing that I haven't been checking into this net for the last couple of years or whenever Lobie started it, because then everyone would really be getting screwed up with this new call. So, it was just such a nice thing to, anyhow. Let's see, what did I do today? Well, we had to take a 10-car train of R-42s from 27th Yard to Pitson Yard today. And they needed a replacement back up at Dyckman Street for the PM rush hour, so I brought down 10 R-42s and 8 R-44s back up to Dyckman Street, and gave it at the sign of the cross and offered. So that was pretty much the extent of our day. And I figured we'd check in here and say good evening to everyone. And I think Moby said he'd be back on the, well, I guess you got his email. I mean, I'm not sure. I sent him a long litany of the call sign change, and I got a bounce back message saying that he'd be out for a little longer. So he may still be gallivanting out there in the trailer. So anyhow, you don't have a bad call, Charlie. There's nothing wrong with it. Drop a B, that was a classy one. I know how it goes. Once you have something stolen, it's tough to... YZX, that's a good sounding suffix. Believe you and me, I've heard worse call signs than yours, so yours sounds pretty good. And I guess for the moment, that's about it for me, at least for now. And I'll just keep it moving here. I have a tendency to talk too much and too long. WB2YZX, K2IRT group from W2FBR.
W2FBR, KC2SYH, what a question.
Yeah, shoot, go ahead.
Numbers on those 10R42s that got moved from 207 to Pickens, and do you know exactly how many sets of 42s are running on the Apple line? At this time, I think there's about 3 or 4 now, right?
That's probably about right, and no, I'm not that heavily into being a rail buff, so all I know is there was, I took it down there. I can tell you though, the operating car was, the operating car that I brought down in the South End was, I think it was 4577, that's about right, 4577 on the South, and they seem to be getting a slow trickling in of R42s from the Eastern Division, and some of the R32s are starting to make their way from sticking out to Jamaica to replace the phase 32s that are out there that are problem children and that they're starting to reef. That's basically a summary, Phil, over.
I didn't want the actual, you know, all the car numbers. I was just curious about the operating motor, you know. You know, I'm not too much of a buff either when it comes to the car numbers. I was just curious, you know, if they're moving them, you know, in order with the car numbers or what they're doing, you know. But you know, it sounds like they're moving the 4500 series 42s to the A line first. So yeah, thanks for the information. I really appreciate it. KC2SYH, I'll pass it back to Net Control.
Well, for what it's worth, as a quick afterthought, I did see 4601, 4604, and 05. Those are the first 4600s that I've seen there so far. So that's all. You know, I have a good penchant for numbers, so. That's it. Go ahead, Charlie. Sorry about that. W2FBR.
Hey, very good. Hey, that's what we're here for. So, W2FBR, WB2YZX. By the way, I just changed your call sign in my master roster for the club. So, make it a little easier next time, and let me see, what are we doing here? Don't mind me, I have a new toy. I just bought a little GPS device in Radio Shack. It was dirt cheap, $129.95. I don't even have a car, but I can't resist buying a new gadget here, so I'm just kind of staring at the thing and looking at the
looking at a map of my house, and I had it on the Staten Island Ferry this morning and on the bus, and, you know, just floating along watching the lines move. So don't ask me why I bought it. Like I say, I just wanted it, and, you know, it's the way we hams are. We like gadgets, and, oh, well, it makes me happy, so what? Over to you, Val, KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
KB2VEQ, yeah, Charlie, well, when you get ready to rent that car again, you'll have directions. You'll have the GPS and ready to roll, so you can't get lost. If you decide to go to the Newington, Connecticut, to over to the ARRL, you'll be able to punch it in and go right there. So no problem. You're prepared like a Boy Scout. We've been doing a little work trying to get these R-160s on the J&R line. We took a couple of measurements for some the monitors. Seem to be the monitors for the conductor's position are about 60 feet away from the monitors on the standard cars that they use on the J line and the R line. So we're making progress. We did Woodhaven and what else? 111th, and we're still working on the J line. So won't be long before you'll see those R160s out there on the other than test trains on the J line. So we're coming along pretty good with that. If anybody's interested in knowing what's happening with the R160s, those are the new trains that are. That they had to put the, I guess, most of the fleet in the yard because of safety issues. And basically it's just spotting where the passengers are. So we're putting up some monitors to help them do that. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Charlie. WB2YZX and the K2RT bunch.
Yeah, KC2SYH for the question. The 160s on the R1.
Yeah, I think they're going to be putting them over there. I just went to, what is it, Prospect Avenue today, and took a look at one of the monitors over there that they want to put on the northbound side. Took a couple of measurements. It's a little longer than the standard arms that are holding the ones that they have up there now, so I'll have to get a welder to weld in a couple of extra pieces so that we can it'll fit the arms that we bought. I'll have somebody to weld them on and make them mount one on northbound. They have one on the southbound side at Prospect, but it's pretty close to the ones that they're using now. But they didn't have one on the northbound side. So guys are measuring that up, and I took a couple of measurements to give to the welders, and they'll fix it up for us, and we'll put one over there. This is KB2VEQ, back over to you.
On the R line, are you just saying that because you saw the same monitor that's being used on the J line and the L line, I guess, for the TVs?
Yes, they will be putting the R160s on the R line.
All right, Tom, for the information I keep, that's the first time I've heard that, and I don't think anybody saw that coming. I'll pass it back to a net control team. Do you have anything for us for that information?
Hey, KC2SYH, WB2YZX. And let me see, I guess Rich's turn. How you doing there, Rich? KA2KDQ, over to you.
Okay, everything's okay. This is KA2KDQ with the talk of the R160 cars. Unless I'm confusing them, with a completely different subway car. When I got on the train at the Conrad, and I got on the M train today, and it was in one of those newer cars, that I know it's been on the M line, and also on the M line, M as in Michael or Mary, and hey, that's a very nice train, and I'll tell you, once it comes more widely available, I know I definitely will enjoy it more, so that's the only comment I could make about that. The other thing that I completely forgot about is what I mentioned before about helping out with radio communication on Monday. I'm also going to be working on Sunday, June 1st, the Israel Parade. I've done that for quite a few years. And in that particular parade, which is going to be on 5th Avenue from 57th Street to, I believe it's either 79th or 86th Street, anybody who's a licensed amateur radio operator is more than welcome to join in. And in the event anybody would like to participate on Sunday, June 1st, the parade itself is going to be from about 11 to about 3 or 4 o'clock, but there's a lot of preparation beforehand. What they can do, if they want to help out in the parade, they can send an email to Steve Ostroff. His call sign is K2SO at opsonline.net. Once again, that's K2SO at opsonline.net. I sent him an email, and I assume I'll be information from him very shortly, and he's one of the volunteers. So Charlie figured I'd pass that along, and I'm going to turn it back to you. So W2YZX KA2K2K.
KDQ W2YZX. Okay, Rich, thank you for that information. And always good to hear that you're always participating in things, and always some good worthwhile things. So very important part of the hobby. And speaking of which, we have Field Day coming up the end of June, and any of you guys like to come down and join us, good time is guaranteed. We always have a good turnout. Even if you just want to stop by for an hour or so and operate, by all means, it's we have a lot of fun, and it's also a kind of a social event, too. We have usually enough rigs to go around, and we operate 80, 40, 20, 15, 10, 6, 2, 4, 32, and I even have a satellite set up. So, a good time is guaranteed if anyone wants to drop by. So, we'll probably send an email around to that effect anyway, but keep it in mind if you have nothing to do that weekend. So, let me see. Anyone else wish to check in to the K2IRTNet? This is WB2YZX. Yes, let me go to the top of the list. KC2DXM, WB2YZX.
Copy, Kilo Alpha 2, Foxtrot X-ray Romeo, KA2FXR.
Kula's away from the mic at the moment. The KA2FXR, how you doing? Over to you.
Passing by, I heard KA2 check in. Listening for a few minutes, and I thought I would support your net. My name is Bob, over here. Coming into Brooklyn from Manhattan. Mobile. Wish everybody a good evening and a happy Memorial Day weekend. Back to that.
Hey, KA2FXR, WB2YZX, okay, Bob. Very good. Thanks for stopping by. We are on every Thursday evening at 8 o'clock, except for the when we have our live meetings, which is usually the first Thursday of the month. So we got a good bunch of guys here, so stop by more often. And nice to have you in here tonight. So let me see if Phil is back, or maybe pull the switch. Casey 2DXM, over to you. Well, let me give it to Steve. W2LPR, how you doing?
Yeah, that's you, it's 2YZX, K2IRT group. This is W2LPR. Yeah, I don't really have a whole heck of a lot to add here, to be honest with you. I heard Val talking about the monitor issues with the 160s out there in the BMT Eastern Division. And for folks that don't know the monitor problem, our 42s don't have a conductor's position in each car. They only have a conductor's position on the blind end of the car, also known as the number two end. Starting with the R40s, they decided to get cheap when they were building the cars and never put conductor's position in the on the number one end where the motorman was. So the number one end is dedicated to the motorman and his controls, and the number two, the blind end, the two middle links, that has conductor's controls alone. So when you run an eight car train, you don't have an equal four and four conductor's position, four north, four south, for the R40s. Starting with R40s and 42s, you have to run five cars north and two cars south, and that's why all those monitors either have to be duplicated 60 feet one way or the other, or just cut down the capabilities of running R42s out there again. So that's the reason for that. I'm not screwing you up, and I'm hoping that's the right reason on that, but that's... I'm figuring that that's what the problem was. They used to have multiple conductors boards out there years ago, but, they're trying to protect us from ourselves, so they take down the three conductors boards that can help them later on. So, just a little trivial input from my end of it. And Phil, if you're still listening, Phil from, I've been a motorman for 19 years, and been with the team for I'll be going on my 21st year. I'm 41 years old, so been around a little while. So back over to you, Charlie. The WB2YZX group with this one timer beeping at me on my portable. CR with K2IRT group.
W2FBR, WB2YZX. A quick question though, where do you work out of, Steve?
I work in 27th Street Yard. I've been working up there for the last 5 years. I haven't worked the road in a while, so I like pulling the equipment around the yard and tinkering and playing with troubleshooting aspects of things. I enjoy that. So I like getting my hands dirty, so. And I also like being out in the fresh air and not on the ground all day, so. Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. I'm going to switch to the partner. Over.
Pretty good. I just have a couple of friends of mine that are train operators that work out of Coney Island Yard, and I run into them every now and then. It's not too far away from me here on Staten Island, so, all right, very good. So, let's give it to...
Churchill, KC2SYH, over to you.
Yeah, KC2SYH. Yeah, Steve, I heard what you were saying before. I think you were referring to me, because we got two fills on this net. Yeah, my brother, he works at Transit. He's a dispatcher. Right now he's trying to, he took the interview for control center. He's trying to move him to control center. Hopefully he makes it, you know, better pay, and, you know, he would really rather work in control center than, be a dispatcher. He doesn't like being a dispatcher. You know, for all the things that you have to deal with. You know, for the other station that was talking about the 160s on the M, what's happening with the 160s is that they're replacing the 42s, as you probably already know. And those 42s from the Eastern Division are being moved slowly to the A-line. You know, and they're gonna run on the A-line, and they're gonna transfer phase 132s to Jamaica Yard so they can be used over there. So that's briefly what's going on with the 42s that are being removed from the M line. I really don't have much to add at this point. I'll see if anything comes up in the net, you know, further down the line, and I'll jump in there. So I'll go ahead and pass it back to net control, KC2FYH.
KC2SYH, WB2YZX. Okay, and I was going to make a comment here, and it just went in one ear and out the other, but that happens to me a lot. I'm getting old, what can I tell you? So, I don't know how many of you guys work HF, but I've been a lot of weird band openings on 10 meters and even 6 meters the last few days. In fact, I... 20 meters that was open till about 11 o'clock the other night, and I actually worked into Asiatic Russia on PSK with just my attic dipole here, so I think it's a little early to be blaming it on the sunspot cycle, but a lot of weird sporadic heat conditions and things happening, so just thought I'd throw that in there. Even 10 meters, I've had several good contacts down there, so just thought I'd throw that in there. So, let me see. Val, KB2VEQ, over to you.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. This is KB2VEQ. Yeah, I didn't, we had going pretty good with the R-160s. That was a nice go-round. Everybody got a chance to contribute a little bit here and there. And we got some other projects going on in and around the Transit Authority, in addition to my usual fire alarms and security alarms and closed-circuit TV jobs we have going on. But the interesting thing that I found was over, I guess, the last couple of days, the RCC, the rail control, had to come back to J Street. Apparently some server burnt out or something happened in one of the servers, and I started seeing the guys back over to J Street. It's a good thing they didn't sell the building. I wonder where they'd have gone if they'd have sold the building. My group is one of the groups that's still there holding down the fort for them. I think... guys from PBX Network moved out, I think, last weekend. And so they're running, I think they split that unit up quite a bit, but some of them are still over at Livingston. I think they're doing the full operation over on that side. And another project we're working on is the President's Initiative after the big flood is the identification or some kind of method of letting people know what's happening with the trains and alternate routes. I got a bunch of monitors in today, 24-inch monitors that we'll be putting in the booth and hooking up a digi to it, and had nice 9 dB gain vertical to bring the signal in. And have a couple of some computers that they're going to hook it up to and try and stuff something else in the booth so that they can get some type of information back from control center telling people what if the lines are out and where to take alternate routes. So we're getting ready to start hot and heavy on that pretty soon. Set up a projector to do the same thing at East New York, Broadway Junction there. And we should be going out and setting the final up on that pretty soon. So you guys have some new and interesting technology coming out. It'll be very interesting to see this, and hopefully we can pull it off. KB2VQ, back over to the net, back over to you, Charlie. WB2YZX and the K2RT button.
KB2VEQ, WB2YZX. Yeah, they have some interesting technology. There's no two ways about that. But I have to admit, sometimes I think they overcomplicate things. And I think you know what I'm talking about. But we won't get into that. And, yeah, very good. Yeah, J Street, yeah, that building will be there forever. There is no doubt in my mind that'll be a kind of a monument. That building, they will never sell it. It will never come down. In fact, I think little by little, people are moving back into it. I got to go over there again tomorrow, I think, so if I ever get a chance. So, yeah, it was that Penta system that went down at the RCC. That's what messed things up, I understand. So, new crisis every day. You know how it is. Technology out of control. So, Rich, over to you. KA2KDQ, WB2YZX.
Okay, don't have really too much more to add, but I'll be glad when that electronic system is in place as far as notifying problems with the subway line, because then it'll last all of the days. I can get into work in Long Island until 4 to 11 in the morning. Hey, it was a lot of fun that day. Anyway, I'll go into more detail at the meeting, but I had a very, while I was in Israel a couple of weeks ago, I had a rather unexpected encounter with, of all places, the security guards at the American Embassy. Let me drop this one second. To make a long story short, I happened to be on the beach, the promenade. They put me as a television president of their boardwalk, and apparently I was picked up by the security cameras doing suspicious activity. My suspicious activity? Doing what I'm doing right now. And at a certain point when I went over to a bus stop to go back to the central bus station in Tel Aviv, a couple of guards surrounded me and they wanted to know what I was doing. They thought I was doing suspicious activity, and I explained to them that I'm a ham radio operator and I was just speaking on the radio. I showed them my license. I had my driver's license, ID, my membership card from the Israel Amateur Radio Club, and after about 20 to 25 minutes, they let me go. The reason they let me go, and I'll drop this one more time, one of the security guards, to prove, I think, from want to make things a little faster, to prove that I am a licensed ham radio operator, I said, tell your contact, the person who you're speaking to, go to the website, QRZ.com, and I said, and when they asked for the call sign, I said, you know, type in my call sign, KA2KDQ, and you'll find me listed there. So, to make a long story short, that's exactly what they did, and they let me go, but they kind of said, they let me off with a warning. The fact that I was near the American Embassy, you know, I was transiting from across the street on the beach at Tel Aviv from the American Embassy, I didn't get a second thought for that, but I realized, of course, why they're so conscious about security. So I figured that's the story. I would relate to you, Charlie, and at the meeting I'll go into more detail about it. Okay, that's YZX-KA2KDQ.
Wow. KDQ, WB2YZX. Okay, Rich, very good. And by the way, Dad, did you ever operate any HF from 4X land?
UHF, the other one for VHF. Generally speaking, when I go away on vacation, since there's a little bit of space problems with my luggage, I just take the HPs with me. But it definitely has to be. Oh, by the way, you reminded me, even though I wasn't in a position to participate, last on Saturday, May 3rd, I was hearing some announcements before that day in Hebrew about Field Day in Israel at a place called Ilanos Forest. I think it's somewhere near Jerusalem. I don't ask you exactly this location, and unfortunately I had no way of getting there, so I was not able to participate in that.
KC2, FYH with a question.
What is your question?
Yeah, I was just curious if there's an exact date and time for Field Day yet, or it hasn't been determined yet. And if it hasn't, are you gonna notify people on the next net, or are you gonna send out emails?
It's the third, the lady, it's what, is it 26, 27, 28, I don't have a calendar in front of me here, but we have our field day site at Hamels Y out in the Rockaways, I call it Siberia, and if you've never been there, it may be a little hard to find, but that's actually kind of good, and it's right on the water, it's south of Kennedy Airport, you can watch the planes taking off and landing, and right where the A train comes over from Broad Channel, and right where it lands, that's where we operate.
All right, copy. So this is going to be on the 26th and 27th, both days, or just one of those days?
No, it's both days. Myself and a few others get there as early as possible to try to set things up, and we start operating about 2 o'clock, and we socialize and we do a lot of eating and everything, and somebody might stay overnight. I think last year some guys operated through the night, and we start tearing down about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and like I said, a good time is guaranteed.
All right, copy. I'll definitely be able to make it on Monday. I'll definitely see if I can, get out to it. I didn't hear you state a time. Did you say a time of when it's going to begin?
We'll be sending emails around. We'll be reminding everybody as far as, exactly when it starts and all that stuff. So I think you're on the mailing list. So if not, I'll put you on there.
All right, copy that. I'll pass it back over to you. Thanks a lot for that information. KC2FYH.
Very good, KC2SYH, WB2YZX. I think I had just about everybody on my, I have a roster here, and I think I have everybody as far as email addresses and whatnot, so anybody wants to be included, just send me an email, or Lobe, or just about anybody, and I'll make sure you get added to the list. So, let me see. Dial, over to you, KB2VEQ, WB2YZX. I think I went out of order here. KA2FXR, if you're still in there, what are you up to at this point? Pick it up. Bob and the mobile got home. So we're back at the top, KC2DXM, and I guess we'll make this the 73 round because it's getting about that time. Over to you, Phil. It looks like Phil pulled the plug. W2FBR, WB2YZX.
W2FBR. Yeah, if you need a, you need an, getting all tongue-tied here, it's been a long day. Need to check a new email address. Look me up on QRZ.com. So it's over there. I just updated the biography and so on and so forth. Gives the call sign history. Pretty neat reading, and a neat picture there as well. I just changed pictures. I don't know how long it'll take. Anyhow, that's about it. nothing else really to report on, Charlie. But yeah, do that email changeover. Have to go along with the call. It's pretty simple. Anyway, I think say goodnight to everyone at this point, and everyone have a good Memorial Day weekend, and let's not forget what Memorial Day is actually. It's not all about just barbecues and sports. So, a lot more to it than that. Anyhow, like I said, I'm kind of burned out here. I've had a long day. Been up since 4:30 in the morning, and my stomach is growling, and I'm going to go attend to that issue. So, Charlie, everyone in the net, have a good night, and we'll catch you in here again next week, God willing. WB2YZX. K2IIT group, this is WCF, I'll be listening out. Good night all, I'll see you, Charlie.
Steve, very good, and we'll be looking for you next week, I guess, and we'll give it to the other Phil now, KC2SYH.
Yeah, KC2SYH. Yeah, I'd just like to thank everybody tonight for the information that was given to me. Very much appreciated as always, and I'll definitely try to make it to that to the field day down there in the Rockaways. I just need to get the exact location on, I guess, in the email, and I'll definitely come down there. I'm not going to be doing anything Monday, so it'll definitely be nice to see everybody there. At this point, I'd like to say 7-3 to everybody on the net. And once again, thanks for all the information that was given to me, 730, and I'll be listening out. Have a good evening, everybody.
Very good, and, yeah, as I say, Field Day is a big event every year, and we really go all out with it, and it's just plain fun. So, we don't rough it too much. I mean, we don't live in tents or anything like that, but it's a lot of fun, and we work the world with just a bunch of wire antennas, so it's something I look forward to every year. So, Val, over to you, and then I guess we'll tie it up after Rich. AB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
guess Val is gone, if you can hear me. I'll see you tomorrow, probably. Over to you, Rich. KA2KDQ, WB2YZX.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. Just want to say that it was a pleasure speaking with you and the other stations on the net this evening. Hopefully, Lopi will be back next Thursday so we can get the lowdown on what we're doing in Dayton. Never been there, and so I'm going to go to Dayton. I'm not going to do that much driving, but I think I'd fly there instead, but that's me. Yeah, and I just say that I hope everybody has a very nice, happy day for Memorial Day weekend. If you're planning to drive, definitely do not drink and enjoy, but also if you can take part in ceremonies commemorating the day, please do so. Okay, so don't have much to report, so WA2YZX, this is KA2KDQ, saying take care, 73. And hopefully see you again next week. Over to you.
Hey, it's really good. And if there's nothing else, I'll give the repeater back to normal operation. I'd like to thank the owners for letting us have the time on the machine. And does anybody else have anything before I shut it down?
Check it.
Flight station.
So this is November 2, X-ray Victor Delta, calm, portable, Staten Island, New York.
Okay, into XVD, WB2YZX, I'm Charlie, I'm also on Staten Island, I'm in South Beach.
I'm right off of Father Capodanno myself.
Sounds like Capodanno. XVD, I didn't get your name.
Tango, Oscar, Mike, Tom. Tom out.
XVD, WB2YZX, and this is the K2IRTNet, New York City Transit, and we were just closing it down for the night, so if you have anything you want to add or say hello, by all means do so.
I was just checking in with you guys and supporting. That's it. Just heard you guys talking on the frequency.
Okay, very good, Tom. I'm surprised we haven't worked before. I'm in South Beach, like I say, and a lot of hams on Staten Island, and a lot like the neighborhood here. I've never even met or even heard on the air, but that's another story, I guess. All right, so I'm going to say 73 to everyone, and again, I want to thank the repeater owners for letting us use it, and good night to everyone. Have a good weekend. So this is WB2YZX for the K2IRTNet, and 73 to all.